Ben Azra Yoime, it's been saying it for a few weeks. Ben Azra Yoime, heavy rats, the mitzvah kalo, uboyach min aviyah. Do we get to that part?
Yes. Yes, we were running and we left on Akasha.
We left last week on Akasha?
Yes.
What was Akasha?
We said that Averas, they're all over you and there's too many of them. And the mitzvahs are hard to find, it's not balanced behavior. So what's going on? It's not fair. So we gave one mahalach, which is that the choice is fair. It's not a choice between this. It's a choice between fake Olam Hazeh and real Olam Hazeh. And the male, if you take real Olam Hazeh, then you get it. Yeah. That's where we left. And then we said, so long, we'll talk more next week.
Okay. So now that we've wrapped up, have you had the mitzvah kala? Except for a few loose ends. But the Mishnah isn't finished. It actually continues. It's actually a Mishnah of continuum.
Yes.
Mitzvah, goyeres, mitzvah, v'aveir, goyeres, v'aveir. All right. Here in this this half of the Mishnah, right, we had mentioned, I think, in the beginning, we have two statements here that there has to be some difference between them, because otherwise there wouldn't be two, generally speaking. Shemitzvah goyeres mitzvah and sheschar mitzvah mitzvah. So we have to understand what these are, and what's the two? What exactly is the two? Mitzvah goyeres mitzvah, v'schar mitzvah mitzvah, and aveir goyeres aveir, v'schar aveir aveir. Two very interesting statements. I think that we're going to step a bit away from the main line that we were learning this Mishnah in the last 2 weeks. We'll come back to it, I hope. Lena, and I won't promise. I want to, you know, step back a bit. The pshat of this Mishnah on a very basic level is so important that it's probably well worth to take all that we said, it's as valuable as it is, put it on the side, and let's go back to basics. The Benyana has a mahalach here that's very, very basic. There may be more, there may be other protein, but it's so basic and so important that let's shelve for the moment everything that we were talking about until now. It may have a creepy way of getting off the shelves, and sometimes these things come together. It happens. You may have noticed that in the past. We'd like to see if we can just hear the concepts of these parts of the Mishnah in a very basic form. So we'll take them one by one. Mitzvah goyeres mitzvah. So, Rabbeinu Yonah says that these are similar type of processes, but the difference between them is that the first, mitzvah goyeres, that's a natural process. And the second, schar, is ayum la soisom o mochala kavus chor. Oilum aze is oilum of avoida. Schar has its main place in oilum habo. There are times when oilum habo, as we've been learning, see in our Egyptian, oilum habo has a place in oilum aze too. But oilum habo is be'etzem schar. And therefore, wherever you can bring oilum habo, to whatever degree oilum habo will be found in Olam Hazeh, then it's not Darchi Bechir, it's not Darchi Havoida. We call it Skulos. Right? Skulos, we call it Nisim, Ala Teva, Derech Ruchani. We have all kinds of words for using for this idea, when Siyata Dishmaya, all kinds of words for using for processes that don't have the normal natural explanations. They go beyond supernatural, it goes beyond the regular Mahalchim. So that's the way the Ben Yehuda learns the Mishnah, and it's very interesting, the concept of mitzvah gurus, mitzvah being avoida. So the voida is the tzahatai, right, the tzahanachon of voida mazeh, but hayon la'asayso. So mitzvah gurus, mitzvah, that means that the mitzvahs, mitzvah la'olam hazeh of mitzvahs, have a process of bringing from mitzvah to mitzvah, goyeres, in a natural process, teva. And schar mitzvah, schar, that's something that has to do with olam habo. When you find it in olam hazeh, right, it means a super siyata dishmaya, it means supernatural assistance that's going to bring a person from schar mitzvah, and the opposite, schar ve'ira. So here he gives us these two processes, schar mitzvah, gereres mitzvah. One being a natural process, and the second one being a supernatural process, non-teva process. Okay? Clear? See it in the words, everything's very good. Now we'll just learn understanding of these two processes, the natural process and the Olam Haba process. Those who are joining us this late day, we missed a few years, but never too late. We're on the Mishnah, and as I remember, we're up to the part of Shemitzvah, we're up to the part of Shemitzvah, Goyeres Mitzvah, Goyeres Mitzvah. And the second, and the continuum, Schar Mitzvah, Mitzvah. Probably won't get to that, but let's try with the... We're trying to get through the concepts, the natural process. We see that we were learning the Ben Yehuda tells us that the first process of mitzvah gurus mitzvah is a natural process, and schar mitzvah mitzvah is a supernatural process. Okay, let's see it step by step. Mitzvah gurus mitzvah. The word gurus is There are a lot of words that can be used for relationships of cause and effect. Goreres, if I want to say that one thing brings to the other, there are many different words that can be used. Goreres is a very mugushim, very solid, artsy, sticker type of a word. That's why you can use it for schlepping an auto with a gorer. Right? It's something physically you get a handle and you're schlepping. Right? It's, you hear it clear. Gorer is, tell you, gorer meat of a safso you have in the Mishnah. It's taking something, you're physically schlepping it. It is something physical. This is a very physical thing. Gorer is something. We wouldn't have put that type of a language to mitzvahs. You can schlep safsal, you can schlep cars. We wouldn't schlep mitzvahs, not even with a tow truck of a mitzvah. Right. We would use some more refined language. Right. We'd use some more edler language, something more ruchni. Goreres is very... very down to earth, right? Very solidly, schlep. And this is probably another remez that the Ben Yehuda built his pshat on. This is teva. We're talking something down to earth, all the way on the ground. Get as down on the ground as you can. If from the shelf that we're not dealing with, right? We put the other things up on the shelf, but b'chol eifin, it's there up on the shelf, and it keeps reminding us that, again, maybe just a quick review for those maybe joining us now, there are those who go through Olam Hazeh and keep mitzvahs, but have a basic concept that Olam Hazeh means money, business, pleasures, etc. And because I have a side of me called religion, right, there's these on Olam Hazeh activities that I do called mitzvahs, which are infringements on Olam Hazeh. They're not really part of this business. It's just a funny place that Bafki and Olam Hazeh to do mitzvahs, but that's the way it is. But Olam Hazeh means something else, and mitzvahs really, they're Shaykh Olam Habah. But I'm here, so, you know, we infringe. We'll have to move Olam Hazeh on the side a little bit to move to give a little room for the mitzvahs. And then we go back to Olam Hazeh. That's the wrong way. We explained a few times, and the right way is to understand that the essence of Olam Hazeh is a mitzvah factory, is Olam Habah factory, and the machinery that makes Olam Hazeh, that takes the raw product called Olam Hazeh and turns it into final product called Olam Habah, the machinery that does that, the magic machinery, is called mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are found only in Olam Hazeh. Malachim don't have mitzvahs, and neither will we in Olam Habah. Mitzvahs can be found only in Olam Hazeh. There are mitzvahs, the Torah of the mitzvahs especially, the Ruchnius of the mitzvah, which have actually their main place in the higher levels. Schar mitzvah hayal malecha. The ruchnius of a mitzvah is much bigger than the whole world. The littlest mitzvah is much bigger if we can measure it in light years. Right? So there isn't a light year of light years. Right? There isn't enough light years of light years to describe the greatness of a mitzvah compared to Olam Hazeh. It's a whole... Ruch ha-meretz mida v'chol min ha-yom. It's bigger, it's greater, it doesn't fit in Olam Hazeh v'chol. So there is one side that it's true. Mitzvahs are bigger than Olam Hazeh. Well, how do you get the mitzvahs into Olam Hazeh? But kina mitzvahs v'poil have a place only in Olam Hazeh. There's no other place in the world or time or place or space, whatever it is that you want to call it. Only now and only here. Only those that are at this time period of these 6,000 years, not before, not after, not up and not down. And only in this place. Somebody who's in the Olam and the Neshamas, for example, wasn't born yet, already died. Meisim Chofshi. Right? Doesn't get mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are Olam Hazeh. Right? We're talking about mitzvahs in terms of the actualization of doing the mitzvah. Mitzvah maisis, actually doing it, that is the essence of what the proper Olam Hazeh is all about, and that's the essence of what a mitzvah is all about. Mitzvah is here. And to bring out this proper understanding of the mitzvah on its down-to-earth Olam Hazeh form, so we're using this type of language, mitzvah, goreres mitzvah. Okay? That's the start. So this is a teva process. We understand properly, that mitzvahs are above them. Having a teva natural process in mitzvahs is like telling me that there's a natural process of the supernatural. Right. That's it. You got it. Right. Because if natural and supernatural are one's reality and one's Olam HaDinyan, or one's reality and one's super reality, something that, you know, it's something else. It's not part of reality. It's either a comic book or something that's beyond. Then it has nothing to do with reality as we know it. It's not mitzvahs. It's not a table. Mitzvahs are tables. Reality, solid. Touch. Go over there. You have to hear the physicality of mitzvahs. They're real as a table. They're part and parcel, they're the essence of the reality of this world, and they're as solid as tables. Before we get to the Gerer's mitzvah, let's hear what this type, what we mean when we say mitzvah in this form. I'm trying to get across, I hope it's clear. When a person does a mitzvah, he takes a branch that grew on a palm tree, fruit that grew on an essek tree, right? He takes it, ties them together, and goes like this. What did he do physically? Well, you know, what happened? What did he do? Nothing to deal. He didn't jump into the fire and die on Kiddush Hashem, you know. So that's something, you know, a holy, high, spiritual activity. He didn't, like this, and that's it, right? That's all he did. Yeah, there are people that wear sukkahs, but the mitzvah itself, right? He took this, he bought that, put it together, went like this, and that's it. We have a tendency to not appreciate properly the simple reality of mitzvahs. There are those who are so incapable of accepting the kedusha and the chashivas of the ma'ase mitzvah kipshutoi that they have to go into a treif word called symbolism. I don't really mean this. I really mean something else. Right? But when I do this, it's a symbol for that. Right? No, I mean this. This is what we mean. We mean this. This. Right? That may be true, that the whole Olam HaMloya and all the Olamas and the Merkava and the Shekhinah and everything is affected by this. But they're affected by this. Not this, but you know that. The mitzvah itself. And that's why Nefesh Chaim explains, you know, all this form that you pick up will explain to you. Because you said, before anything else, the most important thing is that it should be a mitzvah, qualified kosher mitzvah. Right? Not kavonas, and not symbolism, not inyonim, and not shkulum. Mitzvah. It should be right. Do it right. Halpi halach. Called that. Okay. And part of that is mitzvah tzrichas kavona. You have to know that you're doing your mitzvah. You are doing an activity which the Rebbeinu Shem was megalos b'Har Sinai is part and parcel of the essence of the Rebbeinu Shem's rotzon, of the creation of the world, of the definition of humans, and of that process that brings all these things together. That's what mitzvah. Right. And it's not the symbolism that does it. It's this that does it. Right. But what did I do? It wasn't hard. Baruch Hashem, I had the money, so I went into the store and I bought a good one. Right. I know, yeah. Then I went to the Rav and he paid. Yeah, it is good. Right? No problem. And I think there's a song in the camera, so what? Do I deserve it? What do I deserve for that? What do I deserve for that? But then there's our concepts of Hitzar Agra and all kinds of other additional factors. But the number one factor of mitzvah is mitzvah. The mitzvah itself. Asher Tzivani Yom. Fact that the Rebbeinu Shem, number one, gave us to know that this is what he wants. We'll give him a mashal. Bringing somebody a cup of coffee. So bringing a friend comes for a visit, you bring him a cup of coffee. What do you do? You brought a cup of coffee. Right? Big deal. Nothing special. nothing to write home to mom about, right? Frank Lehman, he brought a cup of coffee from the kitchen. I mean, you know, it's not, what are we talking about? I mean, there's nothing to talk about. But if Queen Elizabeth walked in and you were given the privilege to be, not to make the cup of coffee, just to bring it from the kitchen to her table, right? That's something that you told to your great grandchildren. Why? Because I did the rotzen. I had some relationship with this because, you know, I Queen Elizabeth's coffee. I'd say the President of the United States, but I don't know if anybody would tell that even to their son. It's gone out the window a little bit, the idea of a real kovet. Void Malchus. Man Malchus Rabbon Kleisel still has. Right? If a person, let's say, we'll use Chassidish circles, would have the opportunity to bring to the greatest Rebbe that ever existed. He didn't gain anything. The Rebbe didn't talk to him, didn't look at him, wasn't similar. I brought him a cup of coffee. Right? That's something to talk about to your great grandchildren. We have somebody better than the Rebbe, great Rebbe, and we have the playing show. And he came down to Har Sinai, and through the Torah speaks to each individual Jew. And he says, I created the world, and I have Shemayim, 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 and thousands and millions of Talochim, and stars, and planets, and worlds, and whatever you want. Okay? And I'm not interested in all that. That's all secondary. You know what I'm interested in? This. That's what he wants. This is what he wants. This is it. Do this. This. Do understand. Don't understand. We'll talk about it later. But do this. This is important. This is what I want. This. I want you to do this. The mitzvah itself. If it's easy, that's what we used to learn before. The mitzvah kala needs a special attention, right? Because the quality of mitzvahs is not only based, it's not fore and foremost based on how easy it comes and how hard it comes. You're doing Ritzon Shamayim. You're doing what the Bnei Shem said is what he created the world for, created you for, and what's going to bring your tachlis and the whole world's tachlis out is to you. Do understand? You don't understand? Go to Rishir. Maybe then you understand, maybe then you still won't understand. Okay? But do this. That's what a mitzvah is. That's what a mitzvah means in the Teva, in the world of Olam Hazeh, in Halacha. And that's what really counts. A person has all of the Rizal's kavonas and achilas matzah. And he does it in that Seder. I mean, the Malachim were there. But there was a problem with the Lashmo in making the matzahs. Well, I'm very sorry, he wasn't Yaitza Matzah. Right? And all the Kavanas didn't have what to be chal on. That's not it. That's not what the Bnei Shem asked you to do. First is the Allah. The mitzvah itself, do it. The physicality, the simplicity, to commit this, the mitzvah. Right? Is it clear? I think it's clear. Right? Clear. That. This is Guerreras, small. It brings, in a physical way, right, a person to do more mitzvahs. That's what the Mishnah says. That's what the Bnei Shem says. That's what he's teaching us. Teva, Guerreras, mitzvahs, Olam Hazeh, Teva. There's a process, a natural process of connection that mitzvah brings to mitzvah. Why? What's the process? So he gives us, in a way, every word is a, there's a lot of words here, and each one of them is a diamond. It's amazing. we'll take it. I don't know if we can learn all of them, but let's take one or two. Number one, ki ba'asoy yisa'o de mitzvah ketano. This is explaining, the mission is coming to explain why it should be rotz le mitzvah kalo. Right? You should be rotz le mitzvah kalo, as we learned 2 weeks ago. You know why? Because mitzvah gorer is mitzvah. Mekoyach ha'teva, ki ba'asoy yisa'o de mitzvah ketano. Big deal. He didn't turn a great man because he did this. Everybody does it. It wasn't difficult. One day, right? Once a person has tefillin, he gave that, we started with that example. Once a person has kosher tefillin, that may not be so easy, but once a person has kosher tefillin, and he's been rogel from the time before his rights to put them on. It really, it's automatic pilot. I mean, that just putting them on is not difficult. It really isn't, right? But not that you do it every day. Pam achas. One time a person does a mitzvah ketan, who miskar v'el Hashem Yisrael. We have to take these words properly. When we talk about, let's go back to the Chassidish of Rebbe Moshe. Person, big Rebbe, the biggest Rebbe in Poland, he has 150,000 Chassidim. And there's a hierarchy. Hierarchy. It's higher, lower. If a person was given the honor that the Rebbe sent a messenger and says, I want you, this that fellow by the name of Moshe Ben Yankel, right? That he should come and sit here at the dish, not there. And call, get me out. It's important. He has to move up a notch. I want him here. And then he'll also tell his great grandchildren. That's going to make his day. That's very, very important. Miskarev. When we hear Miskarev El Hashem Yisbarach, we don't take it physical enough. We don't take it real enough. Okay? Miskarev, okay, means that the Rebbe will give Miskarev El Mabo. Means that the Rebbe smiled. It wasn't so angry at me as another day. No. Miskarev means Miskarev. Came closer. The whole world revolves around two basic possibilities. Closest to the Ribbono Shel'Olam and distance from the Ribbono Shel'Olam. That's all there is. There really isn't anything else. All of the good in the world. Keep or panech, we say in Shmanes, and keep or panech, and satlan, and there is kind of a chesed, stoch of a chayim shalom, and everything. Everything good that there is in the world, right, comes more panei melechai. The closer a person is, the more things are good. Begashmias, beruchmias. The further you are, this is called hesteponim, the horizon. Every person is always in a constant stage of growing up and down, movement. Nothing alive stays static. The only things that are static are dead. Everything alive is the definition of alive. There's movement. The movement, the essence of movement of the world, of the reality of the world, is coming closer to Hashem, and being further away from Hashem. All of the barachas that you have in the parasha of the barachas are the toilod of being closer to Hashem, and all the klolos, the opposite. All of the good, all of the ruchnis, all of the Torah, and all of the gashmis, parnasa, your children, everything, has its source in being close to the Lord. To being the Or Pnei Melechai. Hester Ponim, another mechitza, another mechitza. Golus, that's a major level of hestaponim. Rishon put a bronze wall between the Rishon and Klai. So that's what Golus is. It says in Chazal that the people in the Zman of the Churban Abayis didn't believe there could be a Churban. Because when there is a Beis HaMikdash, there's a matzav of Ha'oras Ponim, that anybody who understands what that means knows that there can't be a there can't be a Churban. And in Chanami, there was this special process that the Rishon needed to do to be master upon it. To turn away, not to see, to not have the contact. Put a wall. Make the Berlin Wall look like a joke. Cosmic wall between Bayou and Niva. It's not 100% break, if not we would cease to exist. But it was solid enough to cause Churban, to cause the possibility of ghosts. We're all in ghosts. That's why we have to know that we stand at a distance. And all of the bad that's within and that which is without, and everything that happens, everything that went wrong in history, in the present, in personal life, is all dependent on to what degree a person is further and closer. You see there's a lot of negative things going on, that's not a pill, that's partial. From this matzav of hastaras upon him that we're in, that's a pillar that was so good. Where do we have all this good from? All right, it's true that we have a spy system where we can go around the wall. Right? There's one koyach that can put a person around the wall. Torah, near mitzvah of the Torah, the ha'ara of Or Pnei Melech Chaim has two processes. The super process, which we'll talk about later, is Torah. The physical process is Ner Mitzvah. Mitzvah is a process that produces another candle-like power of Or's power. Even in Golas, wherever you are, the Golas, physical Golas, and the Ruchnistic Golas, with all the Yitzhahor and Shiva and Malchias and Tzoras and Arayis, everything that we've been through and we're going through. Mitzvah is a flashlight. This, just this. It brings you the sky of Elohim. A person who understands a little bit this concept, so already has a pshat. He already has a pshat of mitzvah. Because that's poshut, that the further away a person is from the Ribbono Shel Olam, the harder it is to do mitzvahs. Physically harder, the more problems there are, the more internal and external disruptions there are, the less time you have in it, the less connection you can have with it, the less that you see the or in it. So every notch you go up the totem pole, every notch you come closer. So the whole thing is more alive, the whole thing is more, you can grasp it better. So mitzvah goes, mitzvah already, we have a pshat u'miskar v'lashem yizborach. So as from the Kirvas Hashem, the mitzvah becomes more powerful. You become more close, more possible, more empowered, more interested, more rats naturally to the mitzvah kala because you're closer. Number one. Number two.
Umargil es ruchoy havadosa.
We'll take it all as a package. No, we'll do it. Number one. Holding my two is number two. If you want to call it seven, call it seven. Margil is ruchay. Margil is ruchay. Hergel al kol dvar shalta. This is a yisoid omuk. The Gaon speaks about it in Mishle. This is one of the Makoyos. This is the Rebbeinu Yona here. And the Rebbeinu Yona tells us a chiddush gadol here. There are those who understand this process as being a from the supernatural processes. The Rebbeinu clarifies here clearly both the Or Pnei Melech Chaim and Meskar Vel Hashem Yisborach, that's a Mahalach Tivis, and the Margalus Ruchoy is a Mahalach Tivis. So first let's understand it simple, down to earth, very, very poshut. Right? Every person develops a relationship and enjoyment for that he's used to doing. A person for 10 years will eat breakfast by putting jelly on the bread and then the cheese. Some will bring them the cheese on the bread and then the jelly. He's going to have a hard time relishing it. It's not just right. Something wrong here. You may not even in the moment realize what's the reason why breakfast is not quite right today. You may not even notice it. But that's not the way it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be the other way. So whatever a person is used to, he likes. One of the big mishrenes of life. You saw yourself being on the chavela and being on the mocking. Is knowing tzarechat, the power of Hergel, but tzacheni, not to worship it, not to get entrenched in it. A person can get entrenched in his lifestyles, in his mistakes. Even in his mistakes, he can get so used to his mistakes that even if he knows that it's a mistake, you know, and he knows that it's wrong, and it's not what he wants to do. Yeah, but that's the way I do things. Or the way we say it, that's who, I'm that type of a guy. That's the way I am. That's the way I am translates that this is what I've gotten used to doing. It's not years. It's Margalus Ruchel. Margalus Ruchel is so powerful that it can give us, can affect our self-definition. Something that is not the way I am. If at step one it could have happened when I was 3 years old, my father would have been mechanech me this way instead of that way. Right? Or at one point, I'm sure every person has this experience of assuming I'm not that type of a guy, and then being forced to circumstances to doing that I'm not that type of a guy to do. And all of a sudden finding out, hey, 1 minute, I'm glad I am that type of guy. What happened? I was mistaken. I didn't realize who I am. I thought I'm that type of guy. I'm Mr. Blue, and really I'm a red. You're not a blue, and you're not a red. Hergel kol dvar shalta. There's long-term hergelim, there's short-term hergelim. But there's an extreme power in hergelim. It's so powerful that it gives us our self-identity. So clearly, if a person identifies himself as a Olam Hazeh, the other type of Olam Hazeh guy, so mitzvahs are going to be a problem. Every mitzvah is by definition a problem. I'm a pleasure seeker. I'm a businessman. I'm a whatever it is we spoke about, right? Olam Hazeh the wrong way. Oh, I got to put on tefillin. It's not part of the businessman, the blind villain. Yeah, I'm a Jew too. I'm a religious Jew. I really mean it. It's important to me also. But there's an internal conflict. Because I'm a businessman is my basic definition, and what it's going to do with that. Right? So, true. I put on this villain, but it's a problem. Davening's a problem. Kashrut's a problem. Everything's a problem. Torah learning, certainly a problem. Because it doesn't fit the Hegel. It's changed my definition. If I've, in my definition, Hegelim have given me a definition of being the wrong type of Olam HaZenik, then mitzvahs don't come natural. They're going to be an unnatural imposition on my reality. And that's difficult to do. You can still do it. You can do it thousands of times, but it's not going to be Rus. That's going to be the opposite of Rus. That's not Rus that it's about. A person who established himself through Hergel into being a mitzvah doer. And I'm a businessman, and I like to eat cake and ice cream. I have a lot of, but I am a mitzvah doer. That's what I am. All the mitzvahs are going to come natural. Meir Ben Yair tells us a chiddush noyeh here. We would think that, well, then it depends, what do you do all the time? So if all day long you're doing mitzvahs, then you're going to turn into a mitzvah doer. And if all day long you're not doing mitzvahs, or you don't identify yourself as a mitzvah doing, well, then you're going to turn into an oil zenik. But a one-time shot, that's not going to change it. So Ben Yonah tells us no. Have you wrote the mitzvah kala? Because every ma'ase mitzvah changes the hergel. His effect can be marvelous. He said it clearly. He said, "Ki basoy saw the mitzvah ktano pam achas." That was the last thing he should have said if he's going to tell me hergel. Hergel is always repetitive. He should have said, "Basoy saw the mitzvah ktano harbe pomim." No, pam achas. Chiddush gadol me'od. And it's not with the rules of Hergel. The rules of Hergel is many times. What happened? The answer is because the second concept and the first concept all really, he's not saying different concepts. He's explaining one concept in different parts, different details of it. If, when I do a ma'aser, person that likes to play chess. So you think, oh, I'm not a sport type, I'm a chess player. But then circumstances, social pressure, whatever it is, got him out onto the basketball field. And now the next couple of times, his spare time, he played basketball instead of chess. Right? So after enough times doing basketball, he can start identifying that I am the type of a fellow that in my spare time I like to be a basketball player. I used to be a chess player, well, I changed. Since it's a dovo that is has no toichen to it, then it's only the numbers that count. And then hergelim are dependent on the bigger the numbers, the better. The power comes only from the numbers. How many times you play chess, and then how many times afterwards don't play chess, but you play basketball, only the number is the thing that's going to change the definition. Those hergelim are dependent only on numbers. Here, the Ben Yonah is teaching us, and again, remember, we're talking teva. Natural process, down to earth, right? Not in supernatural, you know, schoolers. But when you're talking about real reality of mitzvah, the other form of olam hazeh, mitzvah, the mitzvah, one time, a mitzvah kala, one time, has power to change the hergel. It will have an effect. It's a very big change. It's a very big change. We're talking about effect that goes into the concepts equivalent to hergel changes. And hergel changes usually come into effect only after many times. So that corresponding change you're going to have in every time. Why? How does one per time change? The answer is, well, 100 times the numbers will affect
this
both.
This one mitzvah will be like it's within 100 times the physical world.
Right. Why? Because when you play basketball instead of playing chess, there's nothing in the basketball be'etzim that changes be'etzim your definition. Nothing really happened. You didn't turn into a different person. But the mitzvah That's what he just explained to us. Changes a person's essence status from being a number 7,465 rikuk from a Kodesh Baruch Hu to whatever number I said, minus one. That's a different world. That's a whole different story. That's a whole different story. The effect is the same effect, is the equivalent effect, is the connection that a person has, as is if he went through a year of changing his habits from being a chess player to a heavy mitzvah. Turn your essence, because chess playing to basketball players turn from the outside in, and only the numbers is what is affected. A mitzvah is from the inside out, every time, every one time.
You're talking about a mitzvah done on
businessman doing
mitzvah,
yeah.
Attitude or the
rest of this. This will bring him to be a rest of mitzvah kal. The rest of mitzvah kal, I'm just telling you, because mitzvah is mitzvah. The importance of every mitzvah, even one mitzvah, mitzvah kal, it's only a one-time thing, big deal. What do you mean big deal? This one thing has the power of 100 years of work. 30 days of work. 100 times doing something. I don't know the sheer. Right? But the idea is that it has the power that goes into the sunya of Hergel. And Hergel is one of the most basic powers that define our identity. Every mitzvah changes the person's essence. If we would be able to see, if it would remain in Olam Hazeh, the effects of a mitzvah, a person would go to shul in the morning and come home, his wife wouldn't recognize him. He did Kriya Shema and Tefillin and Tzitzis and Tefillah and probably some Torah and maybe Tzedakah. By the time he walked out of the house and got Omen to Nishmeya, by the time he walked out of the house, came back an hour later from shul, I know you from somewhere. You're a whole different person. The concept of mitzvah b'hayal melecha, tzchai mitzvah b'hayal melecha, is that these things go on behind the scenes. On the surface, you don't see it. We don't see. We look in the mirror before we put on tefillin. Put on tefillin, take off the tefillin, look in the mirror again. We don't see anything. I know. You're the same guy I looked at 5 minutes ago. Nothing happened. We didn't look more tired, we didn't know nothing. Go on it, we don't see anything. Blanco. You know, I'm coming now from a chasen. Right? So a big chasen, a choshev chasen. There was half the shivas and choshev people in there, it's all there. Right? And you look at this big rabbonim, you look at this one, you say, wow, you know, their face. You just see that they're holy people. You see that they're very special people. Right? Boy, I would like to have a face like that. Eh? Boy, it's glad they were born that way. You can just see the Torah shining out of them from all the sides. Right? And there's bigger ones and littler ones and the little ones and all kinds of levels, and, you know, all the way down there. But the big people, wow, look at the way they look. You just see the Torah in the midst. You see that? It's unbelievable. Wow. Yeah, I wonder what milk gives a person that type of a shot. We take it out. They say on the Chofetz Chaim that he once saw a picture of himself. He had never seen himself. Once somebody showed him a picture of himself, he didn't know who it was. He says, "Mizah you these days, you're Shemayim." Wow. Mizah you this. Good shtick. Never work on us. that's the way it is. How do you get that? You see that they look different. When you do things right, a person looks different, right? How does that happen? What is that? I'll go buy a hamburger, you know, I'll look like Purim. So what is it? The beard. That doesn't help. You can dress up like that, it doesn't help. Why would it happen? Every mitzvah that a person does changes his essence. There's a gzeira that we shouldn't see it in Olam Hazeh. The more hestaporim there is, the more you can't see it in Olam Hazeh. But there are limits. You do it enough times,
sneaks out, starts peeking out from all the sides. To the point that after 20, 30, 40, 60 years in this, well, then everybody can see that's a different person. If we would have the opportunity, and probably it could be done, to find two neighbors or two cousins that look almost the same and follow their pictures, you know, once a year, that one went the Torah path and one went the other path. One lived in Olam Haba, Olam Hazeh, and one lived in Olam Hazeh. He also did mitzvahs, but, you know, just follow the pictures. You'll see every year this one's coming. So they don't look the same at all. Yeah, you're not related. You're his twin brother? Come on, yeah, they're identical twins. It's like Yom V'Leil. Right, exactly. That's exactly the difference. Or in Choshech. Every mitzvah, a whole different world. V'niklu v'ein avlasi mitzvah sachar sheish b'toyach k'negad ha'shayna o yoyzimat. V'nei shakvar hugul tivoy l'melachas ha'mitzvahs. V'chi yase shtayim ha'shlishi safkiti elav l'toyach harbay min ha'shayna yase meheir. K'va shoy lov ha'hergal harbay at ki yishlag alov ad mo'oid the Yasa Kol Mitzvahs. We have to finish. I have to go. But we just wanted to hear, to finish the concept, what he says over here. You know what this does? There are times when a person looks at things that are in the Torah and says, how am I ever going to do that? We always have, every person has times when he thinks of responsibilities. And one of the reasons that Baruchas the Baruch Hashem gave us, that in Olam Hazeh we don't see clear. If a person would be given at an early age a look at the list of expectations that the Baruch Hashem has from him by the time he dies, he would file an appeal. I mean, like, forget it. I mean, that's like impossible. You know, what are you talking about? Who do you think you're talking to? This little nobody is going to do all those tremendous things? How? Where? When? What? Made for? With what koiches? What chances do they have such things? But mitzvahs are goyreres mitzvah. To the point that the second one, even if the first one was a mitzvah kal, and the second one is not so kal. And the third one is already totally much harder. You did two of them already. It's exponential, what is it called? Two of them? Like, now you're ready for not the third step, you're ready for the 17th step. And when you did fourth, you're up to 226. You know what I mean? The pennies on the chessboard, you know. I'll give you $50 million, all you have to do is put one penny on the first one, two pennies on the second one, you know, and double it. Just on the chessboard, that's all. You know, we want to make a deal. You start just with a penny. You end up with some astronomical number. You can pay $50 million for it, you get it. It's all right. You'll get there, but I don't remember the numbers, but it's like, maybe I'm making a mistake. I don't remember, maybe I've started with a dollar, I don't remember. I think it's with a penny. Anybody good enough, man?
Penny, a penny.
It was a penny, with a penny. Yeah. All right? You double it, you see. Yeah. 64 steps, and you happen to, you know, that's what mitzvahs are. One mitzvah, whole different person. Two mitzvahs, 15 different people. Three mitzvahs, 150 different people. Till you're not that same. In a chanami, that the Benjamin will send you later, right? Before you wouldn't be able to do it. Then it's possible that what comes later is easier than the easy thing that came earlier. Because then you were a little guy now, you know, it's a whole different world. Where's the starting point? The starting point is the easy things. The Benjamin didn't, this is not a torture track. It's not a can you top this track. The Rosh didn't send us down, right, to see what's the hardest things he can throw at us and see what we can stand up to. He doesn't want us to have a hard time before. Any hard time that we have is only our own fault. But if we do things his way, it'll be smooth sailing from beginning to end. Mm-hmm. No problem. Be'etzim, like we learned, You start with the mitzvah kala. No, but you admit there's no problem. But do it, throw to the mitzvah kala. Okay? Then you grow. So then I'll bring you another one, a little harder. No problem. Right? Then you bring one 7 times harder. That won't be any problem either.
So wouldn't have the silver if you didn't have...
What?
Have everything come so easy, the person wouldn't have the silver?
If we would be pure. If we would be pure. Every mistake though cost you. There's another part of the Mishnah there. And they start getting conflicts because sometimes Beinonim, most of us are considered Beinonim. There are some tzaddikim, you know we're showing that, but they're not tzaddikim, right? But so generally people are Beinonim. I mean sometimes they do mitzvahs and it could happen that they do one of them. Well then you have both prices going in simultaneously. Right, this going this way, and this going this way, and a person gets into this, and then he doesn't know which way is up and which way is down, and this or v'choyshech v'shamshim v'aruvim, right? And then you get confused, and then we will bow, and you see some problems. Yeah, well, don't do it there, so you won't have that problem. We're learning the yisoyos, right? Now v'adai, when a person has both mitzvah and aveiros, they're going. That's called oily meyotze, oily meyotze. Oily meyotze, oily meyotze. I have two adoini. This one's pulling my ear this way, that one's pulling my ear that way. And it's not so kishmak. But I, once the person is mamlech liyotze on him, and, well, that the bunch, you know, he didn't have to do that. The mitzvah of olam kitikunoi. It's mitzvah, it's mitzvah. Me'akala ad hachi chamurus smusay, the strength. There are yechidim in every door. Even from the greatest men that exist in every generation that go down this path. There is rare from the gdolim that went without nisyanis, without koshi, and just smooth sailing from step one to step end. It happens once in a generation, once in 50 generations. It happens. There are such special neshamas which were thrown down into the door as rachmanas on the door, so we shouldn't all fall apart. Right, to give some balance, that we should have weird pulls the whole door up to. But the in Golis, we all start out with Hester Pani. Vadai Yishnishinis. Vadai, there are difficulties. There's a whole Teichacha. The Nace. And so said, Mamish, unbelievable. Why is it that we have it so good? We look at the Shoah and we say, well, how did that ever happen? That's not the big cash. The cash is how is what we're living to it happen. The good part. How is it that we do have good families and good panos and good life and joy? How is that? Such goalless and such source looking. Why do we have it good? That's a chiddush. See, chiddush. We'll have to stop at this point. Yeah, we're going to have to get there, I'm afraid to tell you. This doesn't really sound as good, right? But that's the other. It's right here. There it is. Gam ze
Yeah,
both. There's only one answer. Don't start out with it. You start out with it, you get it, you got onto a train. And the train will get to where it was planning to go. And if you're on it, you can get there too. You may not have intended to get that stop. That wasn't your stop. So what do you mean? That's not direction. Well, don't get on that train. I'm going south. This one's going north. So why'd you get on the train? You got on the train. Well, sorry, that's that. The problem is when you have 1/4 on the north train and 1/4 on the south. It's a little problematic.